B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is it? What the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that Sound Off line. Publish a message, and we will maybe play it on the big show if everything works out. Let's see what we have today.
That was a good win overall against the Bucks Saturday, but there is one big downside. What kind of coaching philosophy allows the best player in the game to just go right with his strength all game? I watched him go one-on-one, no help, the whole game. I know he won the game, but come on, Brett Brown. This is why people are on you.
Well, they won the game, and they didn't want to give open shots to three-point shooters. That's why they soloed up everybody. So there was actually a strategy to it, and it actually happened to work, whether Antetokounmpo got 52 or not, because they won.
There's a dude that called in. He literally said, oh, I wasn't feeling it. Man, if you weren't feeling that game yesterday, start watching golf. You don't need to be watching basketball, buddy. Lastly, Brett Brown, he still needs to be fired because he can't coach and stuff. And I want to hear people talking about, oh, he was with us through the process. He got paid millions to lose.
Why? How do you make that call after that Milwaukee game? Seriously. It's bad timing. It's bad form.
Sunday's Sixers win in Milwaukee was truly exhilarating. Now, after one game, everybody loves Brett Brown. Everybody loves Ben Simmons. If they lose to Boston, they'll be back to the same old whining, carping, sniveling, sniping Philadelphia fans are famous for, myself included.
Well, nobody loved Ben Simmons after Sunday because he didn't play really well. But if they lose to Boston, of course, you know what the reaction is going to be. They can't beat Boston. This guy can't outcoach the other guy. It's expected.
Mike, I love the Sixers, but they're going to lose to Boston. End of story. Because Boston can take their best players out of the game. Period.
I don't think so. I don't think they're losing Wednesday night. I think it's a big home victory on Wednesday. I'm feeling it already.
I feel it too. The thing is, everybody's going to be mad on Thursday if they lose. Still not going to play Boston. Still not going to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's irrelevant except for now people say, well, we can beat Boston.
Calling in on Simmons. You want him to be more aggressive, and yet he's the only player that's not catching any games to catch some rest. So they got everybody else getting rest, whoever it may be, and Ben Simmons is playing every game. Maybe he needs a little rest.
He doesn't need rest. He can run all day. There are guys that need rest like Embiid, who's lugging 275 pounds down. There are guys that need rest like J.J. Redick, who has like 34-year-old legs. But Ben Simmons doesn't need rest. 22 years old, he runs like crazy.
Let's just talk about the Sixers' three biggest wins this season. Agree with me or not, they're against the Warriors at the Warriors. They're against Oklahoma City at Oklahoma City. And they're against Milwaukee at Milwaukee. Guess what? All three of those games, one of the best players on that team was injured and not playing. They still have yet to beat a full roster of a good playoff team. And I'm not going to let Brett Brown off the hook until they do it.
Yeah, well, the Sixers have won some games. They're missing some players, too, right? Who were they missing even in one of those big wins?
One of those games they won.
They missed somebody. They were
right.
Missing somebody.
And they beat some teams before they got Harris even. What about that part? Yeah. Like, yeah, Klay Thompson was a playing. They hadn't acquired Tobias Harris yet at that point.
It doesn't matter because Malcolm Brogdon's hurt and he's going to be out for a long time. So that's Milwaukee's misfortune. That's not for the Sixers to worry about. You got to beat the team that shows up right there.
Fortnite. How about that? Fortnite finally was something that got Carlos Santana to hit something. Oh, man. Thank God for that game.
Oh, man.
That's a violation.
Cryptic. Carlos Santana shot on the way out. Pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Damn.
Yo, come on, bro. Like, let Mike Scott live a little bit, you know? Like, it's not a big deal. It's not like he's taking cake stands or chugging beers on the side, you know, on the sidelines or nothing, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's not a big deal to you. Since you and your buddies will go to the bar and have a drink and yuck it up. But it's a big deal to me when you're a professional basketball player and you take a sip of Jack Daniels in the middle of a game and get back up court. It's a big deal to me. I'm sorry. But Mike Scott's a little different category than you and your buddies.
Mike, man, come on. What's going on with this Bryce Harper, Mike? I'm just going to wait for Trout. What's this? 12 years? $430 million? But I thought he's coming to Philly, man. What's going on?
Well, he took the money. It was dangled in front of him, and he'd be a damn fool not to take it. And that's what I thought was going to happen all along, because this free agency thing has changed. You identify a guy who's your star player. You're not going to let him get out of town because your fan base will never let you live it down.
I can't believe he didn't even give us a shot. When he got the Sixers or the Eagles game, he should be booed. That's terrible.
Trout, see?
Yeah, he didn't give us a shot.
I tell you.
This is pathetic.
He would have had to wait 2 years to give us a shot, but, well, man. Yeah, he did the right thing. God bless him. He went about $430 million.
I think Phil Martelli's firing is totally justified. One tournament appearance in 11 years. I mean, to parallel it, 20, 25 years ago, a small Jesuit school like St. Joe's in Spokane, Washington, of all places, was a nothing school. And now Gonzaga is a national power every year.
Well, I can't deny the comparison, the size of the schools. Gonzaga has made greater strides. I don't know how they recruit guys, but I guess the winning perpetuates better recruiting, and people want to go. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Soundbar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.